If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey pals, it's time to talk about Liberty Trees. It's Christmas time. Trees that are freshly cut, they're not stored for months. They come from Montana and Idaho, sometimes within a day of being cut. And Liberty Trees will deliver them. Remember, there are tree stands available, and they don't leak, and they put them on for you, and they're already level, and you can reuse the tree stands year to year. They also have wreaths and garlands. They'll flock to any color. I've seen rainbow trees. I've seen black trees. I've seen pink trees. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. up to and through Christmas Day, because a lot of folks fly into town on Christmas Day and want a tree. Their lot is at 73796 San Luis Rey in Palm Desert. You can call area code 406, that's Montana's area code, 370-5479. That's area code 406-370-5479. And Merry Christmas.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, we're playing mystery songs about Christmas all week. Whoops. Now, this is a newer one. This is not Bing Crosby.
Now, I'm cheating because I'm playing the song.
I know.
I know what it is.
You're going to have to tell me.
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Santa Tell Me.
Santa Tell Me, Ariana Grande. Okay. Oh, Santa Tell Me. Isn't that cute? Something for the millennials listening to us. You're out there. Thanks, Rick. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Our talk of stars today is the wonderful Richard E. What's the E for?
E is for Edward.
Richard Edward Ferns. What nationality is Ferns?
I think it's English, but...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Joey pals, we talked about his schooling and how things happen, and he made decisions in his life. Because we don't have all day, I'm going to read you my favorite things from his experience in television and radio programs, and then we'll have Rick tell us some of his favorites. But you can Google Richard E. Ferns, F-E-A-R-N-S, and you'll see lots of stuff. Okay, listen. ABC Network News, Academy Awards, 14 years, American Bandstand, American Music Awards, Dolly Parton Show, Emmys, Family Feud, General Hospital, Golden Globes, Lawrence Welk, Rick Dees, Los Angeles Dodgers Baseball. And that's just a little bit. What do you think you're most proud of in your career?
Well, when I was working as a teacher, I was selected to be on the radio advisory board for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I was under Commander Whitehouse, and I am proud to say that I was one of the members that approved National Public Radio. We approved their grant in 1971.
Amen. And the rest,
the rest,
as they say,
is history. You bet.
My goodness.
I came to California shortly after that, and I took a vacation relief job as an engineer, radio engineer, for what was then the number one radio station in Los Angeles and the number two radio station in the nation. That was KABC. I took a leave of absence from my school, and I've got to tell you that I was earning more as a Group 2 radio technician than I was as a teacher with a master's degree.
Isn't that sad?
It is very sad. That has got to be corrected.
It probably hasn't changed a whole lot.
It hasn't changed. It has not changed. But I was successful as a radio technician. The chief engineer liked me. He asked me to stay on after the vacation relief period was over. And I called my school and said, I'm now a Californian. So the rest is history. I became the assistant chief engineer of KABC and their FM outlet, which was then KLOS. In Los Angeles, that was the number one and number two radio stations in the Los Angeles market for 10 years. I worked under Ben Hoberman. Ben was the general manager and the developer of the talk radio format. That was his invention. We took the Dodgers from KFI and he moved them to KABC.
Yes.
Ben was a genius. He was an absolute genius. KABC was 5,000 watts. KFI was 50,000 watts. So how are the fans in Northern California going to hear the Dodgers on a 5,000-watt station? They couldn't. So Ben developed the idea of having a network. He called it the Dodger Network, and a series of stations all the way up to Bishop, California, carried the KABC programming.
And Dodgers.
And the Dodgers. And I did work with Vin Scully. Yes, I did.
We have a lot of wonderful memories, don't we?
We do.
Now, tell us a little bit about, that's one aspect of your life. Tell us a little bit about the Academy Awards.
Well, when in 1981, I moved over to television, to the ABC Radio Television Network. I'm confused. I moved over to ABC Television in 1981, and the job of working the Academy Awards is an interesting one. I worked a show called I Love Liberty, and I'm having a memory lapse, but anyway, I was trying to think of the producer. But no matter, Barry Goldwater was one of the guests on that program. It was done from the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was working intercoms at the time. Had nothing to do with wireless mics.
The Forum in Inglewood.
Yes, exactly.
Sang a few anthems there.
Ah, okay.
We probably were in the same buildings at the same time.
We may have been. We may have been.
Yes.
Making a long story short, the microphone failed. But it wasn't my responsibility. I was, again, working intercoms. I was not even involved with that. But I was at the production, post-production meeting, and the director said, "Why did that microphone fail?" And the technician who was working the microphone said, "Well, Barry had some sort of artificial limb or a leg brace or something that blocked the signal." And I couldn't help it. I just piped up and said, "No, that's not the reason." And I stopped the meeting cold.
I bet.
And everyone looked at me and said, "Okay, Rick, what caused it?" And I said, "The reason the microphone failed was during the rehearsals, you didn't have an audience. But during the show, you did. And these people blocked the signal, absorbed the radio wave.
Yes.
And that's what caused it." Well, the rest is history. I was selected to operate the Academy Awards.
What was your favorite star that you saw?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, that's not fair.
Oh, no, no, no. I worked with all the greats. Robin Williams, he was delightful to work with.
That was fun when we had Bruce Valanche on.
Oh, yes. 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 That was a great interview.
Small world stories.
Yes. Yes. Charlton Heston.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and a quick story.
Sure.
I have an amateur radio repeater, and I had personality identifications, and Charlton Heston recorded that for me. What he said was, "This is the K6VE repeater, Los Angeles,"
yes,
whatever. And some of my friends said, "Gosh, Rick, that's a great, great imitation."
Of Charlton Heston.
Right. And I said, "That's not an imitation. That's him."
He did it for you as a
Sammy Javis Jr. did one for me. B. Arthur did one for me. Well, all the greats were there, and it was my privilege to work with them.
Gosh. Tell us a Dolly Parton show story.
Well, Dolly was... She's a sweetheart. She's just a very, very lovely person. She had an apartment above the stage. We gave her an apartment. And she's very religious lady. Very, very nice to work with. And, well, she's a country singer. And sadly, the show didn't make it. But
everything else she touched did.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. She's just wonderful to work with. Just wonderful.
Now, you spent a lot of time with Dick Clark. Yes. I love that story.
Well, Dick was a regular person. He had lunch with us, and he talked about his beginnings, his Westchester beginnings, and then Florida, where I believe his dad put him in on the air in a Florida radio station. I believe his dad bought the station. And then Philadelphia, of course, Bandstand. And then moved Bandstand to ABC, Prospect Avenue, to Television Center. I actually worked his show. And it was fun. He had chicken that he brought in for the kids. Oh. From his restaurant. He had a restaurant. I think it was a KFC. I'm not
he
sure.
He just sounds like a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
It sounds like you've worked with some nice people.
All,
you know, really.
All of them are nice.
Yes.
They really are. Off air, they're just regular people.
Isn't that the case?
Yes. Yes, it is.
How many years were you with Dick Clark? What did you do for him?
Well, that's another story.
That's a book. You need to write a book.
I retired from ABC in 1999, and I took a part-time job because I was bored in a radio store, of all places. And the producer of the Dick Clark Productions came in, and he said he knew I was working there, and he came to the store intentionally to see me. And he said, "Rick, I would like you to work for Dick Clark Productions as a frequency coordinator."
A frequency
right.
coordinator.
Now, that's again another story. There are thousands of frequencies, radio frequencies,
right.
that are used in major television productions.
And television
productions, right. And he wanted me to work the Golden Globe Awards and the American Music Awards, those two shows. The reason, because there was interference which stopped the American Music Awards on television live for 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Oh, my stars, dead air.
Dead air, because of interference, because an ENG, electronic news gathering crew, came in with a transmitter, left it on. They were not coordinated. Oh. Nobody knew about it. It stopped the show.
Oh, my.
He said, "Rick, I don't ever want that to happen again. Will you be our frequency coordinator for Dick Clark Productions?" And I agreed to do it.
How many years did you do that?
Oh, gosh. Must have been at least 10, 12 years.
That's a great place to pause. I was all nervous there. An hour and 20 seconds, or a minute and 20 seconds. Feels like an hour, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does. Joey Pals, we're having such a good visit with Rick Ferns. We'll tell you how to Google him. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.